The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hey guys,
it's
happening with Snooki and Joey.
Knuckle Man.
Oh, cool.
Hey guys.
We are in studio today.
Yes, we're in studio and we are so excited. We're going to have a fun show today and I want to talk about Christmas because Christmas is coming up. And cheers,
you
Joey.
You can't just say Christmas. It's a non-denominational holiday.
Oh, happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Cheers. We are drinking wine out of mugs. I feel like we're on a talk show. We are on a talk show. But like we're...
I feel like everyone that is actually on TV with their mugs, who does it, like Ellen, I feel like she's drinking straight vodka.
You know Ellen drinks.
Does she?
She was on the Howard Stern show once and she was talking about how
does she... Does she drink when she... host?
She I don't know. She drinks when she gets home, but she says that, you know, she has to put on this happy, like, PC, like, you know... basically Santa Claus character for her whole life. You know, she's supposed to be like, you know, the happy, happy thing.
I know.
Thing.
It's like, who can
she goes home and she
sober.
Blacks out. She says she like drinks like heavily when she goes home.
And she drens.
Do you think she does? Do you think she yells at her wife and like throws vases at her and
yes.
stuff?
Yes. And then they probably have crazy like
scissor sex.
Ew.
Have you ever scissored a woman?
No.
Okay. Me either. Just checking. But yeah, we are drinking some red wine. It's yes. called Manitos. Malbec. Whatever.
Yeah, shout out to Jersey Shore.
Jersey Shore.
It's still happening, guys.
It is. Wait, are you going to, when you're away, sequestered in that house, are you going to be able to call me?
Yeah, I'll call you. But they probably won't air it because no one knows you.
Ew.
No, I mean like from the show.
They all know me.
No, like you're not a part of Jersey Shore.
Oh, no,
I'm
not.
You're part of Snooki and JWoww.
Right.
So I have to introduce you into Jersey Shore.
Oh, God. Okay.
I'll call you like every day. They have to use something.
Well, can I call the house and just what to have the number and just ask to speak with Ronnie?
Sure.
What would you do if you answer the phone and I was like, can I speak to Ron, please? And they're like, who's calling, please? I'd be like, it's none of your business. It's
like
his girlfriend.
Joey?
Is this Joey? Is it you?
Weirdo?
No, it's not me. I can't wait to have that number. I'm going to tweet out the number once I have it, guys, so you guys can all call
in. Oh, my God. The holidays are coming up and I'm actually very behind because I'm used to... you know, getting my shopping done before December. You know me, like I love Christmas.
Where do you hide
gifts.
The presents?
Upstairs in my craft room.
They don't go up there?
No. And if they do, they're not like looking in boxes.
But it's not like a big box with a picture on the outside of what toys inside?
No. I like hide it in bags and then I put shit over it.
Where do you hide Gianni's presents?
He wants a shed, so that's all I'm
a
getting.
A shed?
He wants a shed for his four-wheelers.
Where are you going to put that?
It's going to be like $5,000.
Where are you going to put a shed?
On the side of my house. Near the driveway on the side.
There's a hill there, isn't there?
Well, yeah, but there's like a flat piece.
Not on the square part that's like roped off. Sorry, guys. We're having a side conversation.
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting.
So Gianni wants a shed.
Can I put like a little cot in there and like sleep there sometimes mm-hmm. when I get thrown out
yep.
of the house? Okay.
So, yeah, I'm not done with my Christmas presents.
What
which
do you
is
want?
Annoying.
Did we talk about your diamond earrings you got for your birthday?
Did we?
I don't know. She got gorgeous diamond earrings.
Gianni got me diamond earrings from my favorite jewelers in Jersey, and I haven't taken them off yet. I mean, it's hard to sleep in because they're like
they
so big.
They poke the back of your neck.
Yeah, so I have to fold my ear.
Ew.
When I sleep, I fold
like
it.
Like a cat?
Yeah. So I don't want to take them off. But have you done any shopping?
No, I don't have any money.
Oh my God.
I'm piss poor, but I do get some perks from things. So like anytime people send me the free stuff, like I get to like pick things out. I've been picking things out for other people instead of myself because I have everything I really need.
Wait, I don't get it.
Like I like, you know, if someone like gives like me like a gift certificate or something, I'll like buy.
So that's gifting someone.
It's re-gifting. Yeah. So like I don't use it for myself. I'll just like go pick out something for someone else.
You know what? I've re-gifted before and I don't mind it because something that you might not want, someone else wants.
Yeah.
So it's like you're giving up your present to give to someone else.
Yeah.
I'm not opposed to
Oh, that's all I do. Because that's my only option. But so I just like collect things I don't want and I give
them to
other
people. Poppy all these
socks.
Joey saves anything that he gets and gives it to Poppy.
Yeah.
His dad.
And he loves it. He gets so excited. So I'm doing most shopping that, but, no one really buys me Christmas presents. That's why I hate Christmas.
I buy you Christmas presents every year.
Well, you do. You're the one. Well, a couple people do, but not. Yeah. Well, I'm not a child anymore, but like, I don't really like.
You're like 40. Christmas isn't going to be the same like when we were seven.
I know. I don't really get to make a list though. But if I did, anyone wants to buy me anything, I would like
Yeah. What's your top like three gifts that you would want?
That's what I was going to ask you next. Yeah. Mine is a food processor. I want a food processor.
What's that?
It's like it's the one with all the blades in it. It's like the wide bowl. And then has the blades in it. It's kind of like a blender, but like a wide flat blender that you can like make hummus in, and you can make like, you can shred things, you can slice
of course,
and dice
you want something
things
to make.
Yeah. So I want, a really nice food processor. Mm-hmm. I want some sheet pants, some full size sheet pants. Cause this is the first Christmas that
sheet pants.
Yeah. You only have three. I was going to try to steal one from your house.
Oh, pans. I thought you said sheet pants.
No,
like what is that?
No, sheet pants. Because I always had in New York City, we have like ovens the size of like Easy Bake ovens because our apartments are fucking like a mouse house. So I always had a tiny like little oven. So I never had like a full size cookie sheet or sheet pan I can like roast things in. So
well,
now
these are all like easy gifts to buy.
I know. But I got a full size oven now. So I want to like take advantage
and
of that.
What's the next one?
I guess the cologne I want to buy my cologne. I haven't worn in a while because I haven't bought it.
Okay.
That's really it. Huh. I mean, I'd like a big dick, but I can't get
that. Yeah, I thought you were going to say like crazy things, like unrealistic things.
Well, I can't say that. I'm lucky if I get a fucking a free pair of sunglasses.
Well, I bought you a few things already.
Oh.
I'm not done yet.
I got you this pen.
Thanks.
And this wine cap.
My God. So.
What do you want for Christmas?
What do I want for Christmas?
A shed? A she shed?
No. I want a diamond earring. So Gianni got me that already. I can't believe
he
did that. I know. I don't know. You know, once you get older, you're just like, what do I want?
What do you give the girl?
Like, what do you care?
What do you give the girl who has everything?
I don't have everything.
Well, then what do you want? Let me guess what you would want.
Okay.
You already bought yourself that Gucci hat you wanted.
Yeah. So that was my 30th present to myself.
Because you have birthday.
It's $350. I wanted to kill myself.
I know, but
that's a lot of money for a stupid hat.
And Nicole's
but
car,
I love hats.
And Nicole's
I can't
car,
help it.
She has on the passenger side, it's filled with like 35 different baseball hats because
I love
she
hats.
Wears baseball hats because because her hair always looks like a mess if I don't do it, and second of all, she gets recognized everywhere she goes, so she doesn't want harassers attacking her while she has her children, so she puts a disguise on.
Well, it's that, and also I never wear makeup, so like I don't want to go out in public and people see me looking like this mess.
Yeah.
So I try and cover myself as much as possible. So I put my hair up with the baseball hat and no one can tell
me. I try to do that as well.
Because I look terrible.
Not that anyone's...
And then I hate when people do and they're like, okay, get a picture. I'm like, oh, I'm not wearing makeup.
Yeah.
And then people show all their friends and they're like, ew, she looks terrible.
She's like a troll.
Yeah, because I'm doing errands.
I try to put a baseball hat on and sunglasses, but it's like no one cares.
You can't hide yourself. Like when me and Gianni travel, he doesn't hide himself. Like, he's just out there in the open, and I'm, like, trying to hide because I look terrible.
And then, like, this psycho, calm down. No one's talking to you.
We're like, we see you. Yeah. Like, leave me alone.
That's, like, why when I was, like, working.
God, it's so annoying.
I have a funny story about that. There was, I was working at Mac in the West Village, like, 20 years ago.
Calm down.
And this woman customer I used to have all the time, I would do her makeup. She was really hysterical, and she lived in Sarah Jessica Parker's building.
Yes, but.
And this is, like, when
she. Does she still live here?
Sarah Jessica Parker?
Yeah.
Yeah, she, of course. Tried in True New Yorker. She lives in
Why can't she come
the West
on our
Village.
Show?
I don't know. So her, this customer I used to deal with all the time lived in her building. So she said that Sarah Jessica Parker used to like go to like the laundry room in like the downstairs area with like a baseball hat on and sunglasses and like a scarf around her mouth. So like no one, and everyone's like, we know there's only 10 apartments in this fucking building. We know who you are, bitch. I'm not going to ask you for an autograph in the fucking laundry room. So I thought that was funny.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Oh, sorry. We're doing snapping. A snap.
Why is it so blurry?
Because my phone's dirty.
Oh.
Oh my God, it's happening.
Oh, I hurt my voice. Do I look fat?
No. Ugh. Sorry, we're doing snaps.
So you know what for Christmas? Now, what do you want for Christmas?
So for Christmas, what do I want?
Do you need a new purse?
No, I have too many purses, and I like buying my own purses.
Yeah, you're
because
picky.
It makes me feel like I'm an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
I like to provide for myself.
Mm-hmm.
You
look very sexy today, by the way.
I know. Thank you.
She's wearing, is that from the SnoopyShop.com?
Yeah.
She's wearing a velvet wrap dress and a duster.
I think I just want like workout stuff so I can get more motivated again. You guys, I gained like 10 pounds.
Did you?
Yeah.
I can't tell.
I can tell.
Where, in your stomach? Or your boobs?
Like my arms and my stomach because my pants are tight, like my hips.
But you've been working out at that gym, like whiling out.
Well, no, I've been traveling and then working and then I got sick and the holidays and I literally gained 10 pounds.
Remember we got sick? Oh, I gave my sickness to you.
Well, I uploaded a picture of me and the squirrels because we were doing our Christmas pictures.
I was there.
And I was wearing a sweater because it's Christmas.
Does everyone think you're pregnant?
And everyone said, oh my God, your face looks fuller. Are you pregnant? And everyone said I looked bigger. I was like, well, first of all, it's a sweater. And second of all, I gained 10 pounds. So give me a break. So now I gotta like be strict now and lose weight because I don't want
to calling you fat.
No, I just want to look good for Jersey.
Oh yeah.
So I want to like show everyone how ripped I got.
And you still don't know where you're gonna be. We can't talk about that.
Mm-mm. So you guys, I would love to talk about Jersey Shore, but
we got in trouble.
We're keeping it secret because we don't want to talk about it yet. So we want you guys to like stay on your toes,
right?
But yeah, I gained 10 pounds, which is normal during the holidays.
The holidays aren't even here yet, bitch.
Thanksgiving? I gained 10 pounds in one day, Thanksgiving and my birthday.
Wow, because you're so little. That's why it's 10 pounds packs it on.
I refilled my plate like 4 times and I gained 10 pounds.
You did? I don't even pig out that much. I drink a lot.
Are you crazy?
I drink a lot and then I pass out and then I start like grazing like a cow.
Well, you were at my house for Thanksgiving and you were bombed when you left.
So that's Christmas presents.
Yeah. Make sure... So I just want to let you guys know, for Christmas, I added a lot of new holiday dresses on my shop, and I'm wearing one today, my velvet wrap dress.
Does that come in other colors?
Yeah, it comes in burgundy, olive, and black.
And this champagne color you're wearing? Yes. Is that the olive? That's brown.
No, this is, yeah, this is champagne, so I didn't say this one. But, and then I'm wearing my duster. So I've added a lot of new styles for the holidays. So make sure you guys check out thesnookyshop.com. I'm going to be posting my favorite outfits for the holidays.
Do you shave your legs every day?
No, I literally just shaved it this morning.
And you put lotion on?
They were like the size of your arm hairs.
Oh, hot.
I don't shave my legs during the winter.
Me either.
Like I don't.
I never shave anything.
I don't care.
Hmm.
So would I shaved today.
Get prickly when you like rub against him? When
we don't rub against
each other.
When you're
making love?
Ew, make love.
Ew,
no,
make
it's
whoopee?
Like, let's hurry up before the kids wake up.
Sick. That's what I say to myself, too. I don't want Theodore and Ernie waking up. Those are my stuffed animals.
Oh, my God. So happy holidays. Oh, and check out my Etsy shop because I'm selling out on all of my favorite shirts.
And check out my GoFundMe page I have up for my rent. Oh, cool.
Oh, my God.
I'm only kidding. Imagine I did that. You think anyone would help me pay my bills?
Probably. You should do it and just see what happens.
I'm going to do a charity fashion show.
Wait, what if you put $100 and you were like, help me pay my rent, and then it came to like $100,000? What would you do?
I'd pay my rent for the year.
For $100,000? You should donate it to something.
Donate it? I'm fucking poor. God. The fuck out of here. Donate.
He's so annoying.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Are you drinking your wine? Are you drinking your wine?
Do you think he'll let me jerk? Our producer's drinking wine with us right now. Do you think he'll let me jerk him off? Like, he can't hear us. He has earmuffs on.
He doesn't want you like that.
Yet. When he finishes the rest of this crunk juice we gave him.
We gave him wine, crunk juice.
Can we get into obsessions of the week? I want to just get it off right at the bat.
Oh my God.
Do you know your obsession of the week?
You go first. Let me think about
okay,
it.
Okay, well, I...
Oh, yes, I know.
Okay, you go first.
Okay,
then.
My obsession of the week is...
Your duster?
Velvet and suede dresses and outfits.
Ooh.
So I literally bought like a million like velvet, what's it called? Like crop sweaters that I
crop
could wear.
Tops?
Yeah, that I could wear with like leggings, but like crop hoodies.
Oh, cute.
But they're like velvet and suede. So right now, anytime it gets cold out, I just feel comfy in velvet and suede. And I think it's in right now for me anyway. So my obsession is that.
You're wearing a velvet nightie right now.
Oh,
that's,
yes.
That's a dress. It's like a nightie dress. It's lace trimmed, crushed
it's
velvet. And she's wearing a silk duster. Look on Snapchat from a couple days ago.
I love velvet. So anybody that wants to buy me Christmas presents, I like velvet things to wear.
Lovely.
Thanks.
My obsession of the week is...
Penis.
That and my vitamin vape B12 pen.
Oh, here right we here. Go.
No, I just got new ones in the mail. I haven't had it for a while. If you remember a while ago, I was...
Use code Chewy.
Yeah, no, it's not. It is code... No, it's just a link. I'll tweet that. But this is my vitamin vape pen. It's B12. It's kind of like an e-cigarette, but it's not nicotine. And it gives you energy. You know, people don't really naturally have B12 in their body. And it's an essential thing.
You have to like take shots and shit.
Shots of people, especially vegans, you don't get it. I'm not a vegan, but like you don't get...
I thought you were doing a vegan-based diet.
I do. I do that like 80-20 I've been doing. Like 80% I'll eat like really healthy. Like my vegan soup I made you.
Joey made the most bomb soup ever.
It was on Snap. You saw.
So good.
Yeah. So anyway, so vitamin vape is like, it's like a e-cigarette, but it just gives you B12 vitamins instead of like nicotine. And they're so... yummy, and they taste delicious, and it just gives you energy. So it's like having a cup of coffee, but you just, you know, smoke it and it tastes delicious.
Does it make you shake like a cup of coffee?
No, it has no bad stuff in it.
That's why I don't drink coffee. It makes me shake.
There's no shakes. There's no
makes me
side
feel like
effects.
A crackhead.
And yeah, and it's really sleek. The first time I found this, I actually robbed this from someone's house, and then I wrote to them and said, "Oh my God, I love these. Can you send me them?" And they
you
sent
cheap
me them.
Bastard.
I know. Well, I don't, you know. Anyway, so get yourself some vitamin vape. It's my favorite.
Can I try it?
Yeah.
I'm scared.
It's not like a cigarette at all.
What do?
You just inhale it like a cigarette.
Wait, so during the weekend I went home to see my besties.
You crashed your boyfriend's car.
Well, yeah, my boyfriend, my husband. We'll go into that in a second. I don't even want to talk about it. I'm so embarrassed. But she made me try a vape, but like you had to like push it down and do it.
Was it weed?
No, she said it was like a cigarette.
Are you sure?
Nicotine. I don't know, but I did it and I almost threw up because I got so much down my throat. I feel like I took a hit of a bong.
Oh,
I hated it.
No, this is not anything like that. This is like, you don't even have to press a button. Just inhale it like a cigarette and a little light pops up. Doesn't it taste good?
Ooh.
And it gives you natural energy. So it's like, you know, it's a vitamin, but it's in vape form because it absorbs into your body quicker than.
I feel high.
On what? On
I feel B12? High right now.
Vitamin vape does not make you high.
I'm scared.
B12.
Take me home.
Well, that's my obsession.
I'm just kidding.
But look out on my socials because I'm going to be having a promotion with this and get you a discount, girl, for the holiday. Oku, oku.
Wait, so should I tell everyone how I crashed Gianni's car this
year?
Yeah,
oh my God. It's bad, you guys.
You didn't even see it.
I saw it. I saw it before Gianni did.
Oh my God.
She goes, go out there and tell me if it's bad or not. I go outside and I'm like, oh my God.
All right, so I went home for the weekend because my mom still lives in my hometown, upstate New York, and so do my girlfriends. They all still live there. So I never get to see like my friends that I grew up with. So I went there because Gianni went to Miami this weekend for a bachelor party for his cousin. So he was there all weekend. So instead of me staying home by myself with the kids, like why not go see my mom, my family, my friends? So I went there and my best friend Stephanie's getting married. I'm the maid of honor. So we went to go pick out the bridesmaids' dresses. And if you guys watch my snap, my girlfriends were trying to open a champagne bottle with a shoe and a boot and a tree. It was a hot mess. Well, we didn't have a corkscrew, so we YouTubed how to open a champagne bottle.
Bottle, you don't need a corkscrew. Pop it open.
This one you needed, it was like a big cork and you needed like something.
Like a regular wine bottle?
Yeah, it was weird, but it was huge. So we YouTubed, how to get the cork out, and that was a hot mess. So that was on my snap. Yeah, that was a hot mess. But then, you know, we went to dinner, and then by the time I got home, the kids were like sleeping. So I was like, all right, whatever. So me and my best friend, Steph, we went to my friend Katie's house and we drank there till like 2:30. And yes, like I had a few glasses, but I was like, okay. Like, you know, I waited, I had water. I was just really tired. So I was driving back home. It's literally 2 minutes down the road and I backed up and it was beeping, but I felt like I had more room. So I pushed the gas a little bit more and it goes flying into the retaining wall.
What's a retaining wall?
It's like the stone, the brick retaining
wall. Right.
That like, you know, no one can destroy, even a freaking SUV. So I glazed it. And
grazed it.
Yeah, glazed.
Bitch, the only thing glazed over was your fucking eyes. Drunk slut.
No, I wasn't drunk. I swear, I was just tired. I had like three wines. So I grazed it, and the light fell off.
You smashed into it because there was the tail light was fucked.
I didn't smash into it.
Busted out, and then there was a big scratch. Did we tell Gianni the real story? What happened?
Yeah, I told him.
Okay, good. So yeah, it was like, and there was like a scrape. It looked like a cougar scratched the side of the car with like fucking both claws. It was like stripped to the paint, and then there was like a big dent.
You can like put Sharpie over that. I could have fixed that. So yeah, it's like $3,000 worth of damage.
What did he say when he got home actually? So, cause you told him over the phone when he was in Florida.
I think he was just upset that,
you're irresponsible.
Yeah.
He was disappointed.
But he was just like, you know, if you're that tired, don't drive. And I said I had to get home for the kids. So that's that.
Was Steph bombed?
No, we were just really tired.
Oh, well, at least thank God you're all safe.
So my husband's pissed at me because I crashed his car. But it happens, okay? And I'm paying for it, and it's like it never happened.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features.
Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Time for celeb gossip, bitch. I have some hot bubbling tea. So everyone grab their tea cup and pull
or
up,
wine.
Or wine. Pull up a chair, girl, because I'm about to spill out the Lipton. There's
so
some gossip,
stupid.
Bitch. Okay, this is just breaking news. I mean, I just found out about it. So Caitlyn Marie Jenner, has a girlfriend.
Okay, who?
Her name's Sophia. She's a trans model. She's only 21 years old. And I just found out. So Caitlyn.
Breaking news.
Yeah, so Caitlyn is dropping millions to get her girlfriend a reality show.
What?
Yeah, so Caitlyn Jenner is dropping millions on younger girlfriend.
Doubt it.
The exclusive details.
Where are you reading this from?
Caitlyn, text me.
No. Where's this from?
Radar Online.
Yeah.
There's pictures. Caitlyn has a girlfriend.
She's not dropping shit, bitch.
Sophia Hutchins. She's 21. She's a college student. Had become her constant companion. They've been jetting off to Mexico together, hanging out at the Olympian's Malibu
Radar
mansion.
Radar Online is the stupidest source you could ever go to.
It's multiple sources. Kendall Instagram messaged me. Kendall Marie Jenner, and she told me to. Because her and the 21-year-old model are dueling for the top prize in modeling.
Proceed.
So Hutchins, who transitioned in 2017, posted multiple pictures on her Instagram account with her life with Jenner. They're going on vacation in Cabo San Lucas to lunches at Jenner's country club, and they've been hanging out. So who knew? When she transitioned, she would like another trans model, another trans woman.
Is she fully trans?
I don't have the details on that. Probably not, since she's only 21.
Because I remember watching on the Kardashians.
Caitlyn Marie Jenner is fully trans. She's done the bottom surgery she's removed her penis. His penis. Her
penis.
Well, no, it's his penis. Now she has a vagina.
Right.
Okay.
That's confusing.
Yeah.
But
it's a tongue twister.
I remember on the Kardashians, she said that she was willing to date men. So I thought she was going to dabble with the men.
I thought she for sure was going to end up with a black guy. Caitlyn.
Why? Because they all do?
Well, I think she kind of copied so much of their lifestyle, like, you know, starting to dressing like with the hair and the makeup and like everything, copying all the lifestyle of her, the daughters. I was for sure. And then Chris got a black boyfriend. I thought she was going to get like a big like football player black boyfriend.
Well, that didn't happen.
I know. I had those speculations, but who knows? She might switch teams. But now she's going with another woman. So she's a lesbian.
Yes, she's a lesbian.
So you heard it here first. Caitlyn Marie Jenner. That's her middle name. Remember at her christening?
Who?
When she announced her middle name. When
did she?
You know, when she did her transition ceremony. It's Caitlyn Marie Jenner.
Marie? So
she is a lesbian now. So.
Congratulations.
So there's that.
Well, we're glad she's dating someone.
A 21-year-old. She's like 69, 70. How old's freaking
Wait, she's 21?
The girlfriend, Sophia, is 21 years old. She's doing it for the money. She's money hungry.
Caitlyn's like 70.
Yeah. Would you date a 70-year-old person?
No.
What if you were really attracted to her, lesbian in style?
I mean, then, yeah, if I'm attracted, she's probably dating her because she's Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah, and she's trying to get her own reality show, this model.
Yeah, oh, my God.
Sophia Hutchins, I don't know who you are, girl, but if you have...
For the right reasons.
Yeah, just come on our show and let us know what's happening. And ask Caitlyn if I can have a Christmas present.
Yeah, it's happening.
So there's that. Oh, wait. She says she's not a gold digger. She's not...
If you have to say you're not a gold digger, you're a gold digger.
Wait, to be fair, Sophia's not a user, and there are more high-maintenance types out there, but a lot of people think that she's leading Caitlyn on by allowing her to pay for everything like this.
Yeah, bitch.
Amy Hutchins is the mother. I don't know. Well, get it, girl. Get it, Sophia. Get that Jenner money.
If she's not paying for anything, she's a gold digger. And if you have to say you're not a gold digger, you're a gold digger.
She's a 21-year aspiring Instagram model.
Yeah, but like, say you go out to dinner, be like, babe, I got this. Like, even though you don't got this.
I'll say that tonight when we got to dinner. I'm going to say, babe.
I'm not saying about you.
Babe, I got this.
And I'm then saying like Gianni, like when me and Gianni first started dating, he would always pay for everything.
Well, he's the man.
Every single. Well, that's what you do when you really like someone.
But this case, they're both not the man. They're both the lesbian.
You don't need a man.
Woman.
It's about respect.
I don't need no man to hold my life down.
Goodbye.
Okay,
moving
so that's
on.
Moving on, celeb gossip. So Caitlyn Marie Jenner is a full-fledged lesbian. Next topic. Let me pull up here. Do you want to pick? Okay, I'll just take the next one. Tupac Shakur. Remember him?
I just watched the show last night.
Oh, it's not a show. His ex-girlfriend's trying to sell a dick pic of him for $7,500.
Okay, well, on A&E last night and tonight, they are going through his investigation of his murder.
Do you think the dick pic will pop up in the investigation?
I don't want to see anyone's penis.
Well, a lot of people do because the bids are up to $7,500 from his ex-girlfriend.
How do you know if it's real? It could be anyone's dick.
No, because there's pictures. He's in it. I mean, because there's pictures.
He's holding it?
It was a notorious party trick. He used to take his dick out at parties and you know, think it was funny when he was drunk.
So, like what you do?
Yeah.
I hate that when you do that.
I don't take my dick out.
Yeah, you like swing it. It's disgusting.
You're disgusting. I wish my dick was able to swing. It just like sits there.
It's like a thumb.
Stop. I know. I have to get surgery. So if you want to buy a tick pick of Tupac Shakur, you can buy it for $7,500. But she said she's willing to bring it to the highest bidder if no one wants to pay that much. So there's that. Jay-Z came out in the media. He went on record. He admitted that he cheated on Beyonce in 2014. That's where the Lemonade record.
Solange. Is that going to happen?
That's when Solange beat the shit out of him in the elevator. This all happened because they were in an elevator for Jay-Z's 48th.
No, it didn't happen then.
What are you talking about?
In 2004?
14.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That's when she kicked him after the awards. But that's so, the same right after the cheating scandal. So that was an insider.
So who did he cheat with, Rihanna?
He never told. He never said who it was. He did not disclose.
Well, you should if you're already admitting it. Just say
well,
it.
And that's what the whole Lemonade album was about. Beyonce, it's that big cheating album. So he admitted he cheated. But they're stronger than ever because he just celebrated his birthday at a movie theater in the city, in New York City, and they took a picture in an elevator together. I guess the elevator opened and they stood there and posed for pictures inside the elevator, poking fun at the 2014 scandal when Solange beat the shit out of him. Nicole and I, fun fact, do that in elevators all the time when we're drunk. We always pretend to beat the shit out of each other, hoping that that'll leak in the media, but it never does.
Yeah, and it never does. It's the worst.
So we just get bruised and battered for nothing.
Yep.
Justin Bieber may be popping the question to Selena Gomez.
Doubt it.
He was leaving a Hollywood eatery last week.
Calm down.
And the paparazzis were out there, and they said, "Justin, what do you say to the rumors about you planning on proposing?" And he started getting all giggly and blushing like a schoolgirl, and he just like shook his head, and like smiled, and like was giggling, and he got in his little car and drove away. So everyone's speculating that they're getting engaged, which would be a great time because she just had a big traumatic life change when she lost her liver, and her girlfriend gave her a free liver. Or whatever happened to her, and now she's back with her high school sweetheart, and things are looking good for the couple.
They didn't go to high school together.
Whatever. Things are looking up for the couple. He's not wiling out anymore. He's been kind of tame. I just hope they do a duet together soon so I can masturbate to it.
Oh, my God.
Matt Lauer is in another fucking thing. He got fired from his job, and now his wife's leaving him.
Well, yeah, I would too.
Just because he hit on a woman, or did he rape someone?
No, he kept touching women and like saying like disgusting things. And
I wish someone would do that.
He actually interviewed me one time, and I was there. Yeah, but he wasn't like weird. He was just like really jerky.
I remember you were sitting on those high benches.
He's like not, you know, he wasn't very welcoming and nice.
You were sitting on those really tall benches. Remember?
Yeah,
I remember what you were wearing.
He had a button.
Yeah. His desk that would lock. What?
How do you know?
That's one of the things that came
at the Today Show.
At his office.
So this just in, he had a
this
button.
This just in from our producer.
Yeah, he had a button under his desk that would lock the door from the inside so like women couldn't get out. And that's when he would pounce? That's creepy.
That's disgusting.
I should have that for when the delivery men come. So I can take the rest of the deliveries from their bags.
You should do it in here so Ben can't escape.
I know. It's the panic room. The only button I have on my desk makes this go up and down. We have fancy desks here that go up and down.
Oh my God, I didn't even know that.
That's how I hide my boner.
Ew.
I lift the desk up like that.
Bitch, you don't need to lift the desk. It's fine. It's not reaching the desk.
So Matt Lauer, poor thing. He's losing it all.
Poor thing. If this is all true, fuck him.
Well, okay.
Freak.
So I have something news about your boyfriend, Ben Affleck.
Oh my God. Please say it's good.
And my boyfriend, John Hamm, you know, from Mad Men with a huge dick.
No.
You know but John Hamm from Mad Men? You know John Hamm. He's a huge
actor.
Is
he from Law and Order?
No, he's from Mad Men.
I don't watch Mad Men.
Whatever, he's hot. He's notorious for not wearing underwear, and he has a huge dong you can see in his pants.
Wait, what about Ben Affleck?
Well, they're fighting. They're friends because they did a movie together. But Batman, the next Avenger, whatever the fucking movie is happening.
I cannot wait. I love Ben.
Well, no, Ben is he had broken up with that girl, Jennifer Garner, and he's been drinking a lot. He's gained some weight and he's not looking his best. So now
he still looks good.
There's speculation that John Hamm has been hanging out with the producer of the movie and chumming him up and everything, trying to get the role. So they're dueling for the role. So no one has the role yet. So it's either between John Hamm
but if they're shooting it, then they're both shooting the same scenes. That's stupid.
Are they shooting already?
Pretty sure they're shooting.
Well, I don't know. Well, John Hamm is supposedly maybe the next Batman instead of
maybe after this because it's coming out soon.
Whatever. Well, I'd like to see. But how are they going to hide his big piece of deal in that costume? That's my question.
Oh, my God. But no one can replace Ben Affleck.
I would rather. John Hamm, 100% more than Ben Affleck. Ben Affleck's looking.
Well, for you.
Okay, fine. Well, then we don't have to fight over boys.
Paul Walker's my number one, and then Ben Affleck is number two.
Taylor Swift and Kim Kardashian are fighting on Twitter. It's boring now, but it's like she like took a picture of Taylor Swift and Kim Kardashian.
Again,
because
no, they're not.
Yes, they are. It's a Twitter feud.
So why was there no like breaking?
It's all over.
Stuff.
Turn on your phone.
I have.
So Taylor, Kim Kardashian.
I have another one.
The wine's hitting
drunk
me.
Fuck.
Kim Kardashian took a picture of or tweeted a picture of. Remember that when they are all laying in the bed together, those mannequins.
Yes.
And then so she tweeted a picture of her taking a picture of Kim or Taylor's face.
Where is it? Let me see.
It's.
I don't believe this. I haven't seen that trend, and I've been looking at trends all week.
And then Taylor tweeted something. Narcissists love me, but they hate me. And she put like a picture of them. And then Kim wrote a picture about something about like a tweet about all
snakes. Let me see. I don't believe it.
All snakes and stuff. Excuse.
This was like 3 months ago.
No, it happened this week.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, it did. She just tweeted that picture this week.
Let me see.
Here, it's under Google.
I don't believe you.
No.
I feel like that happened like 3 weeks ago.
No, but as you look for this, oh, that's Caitlyn's love scandal. I can't believe she has a new girlfriend. Kim and Taylor. So then, yeah, so they're in a Twitter feud. They just need to get over it. I made that bitch famous.
I'm kind of over Kim and Taylor shit.
I've never liked Taylor Swift.
Why?
Because she's like a nerd that like got lucky. Like you're still a nerd just because you're like you're a billionaire. Doesn't
you're just
cool
jealous because you're a nerd and you're not verified.
Right there. I'm going to be verified. My psychic told me.
It's on Radar Online again. Bitch, buy with the
it's
Radar
on
Online.
There and it's on TMZ.
It's not real. Radar on, Online is not real. It's
but the
fake.
Tweets are real.
They're like dreams. Like the writers have dreams and they make it up. That's what happens.
That's a great segue to my next story. Are you a psychic? Are you a medium?
I am actually a medium.
Well, because my next story is about Teresa Gahuto, the Long Island medium. She had a dream a few years ago.
She's getting divorced.
You stopped. I'm breaking the news.
Oh.
She had a dream years ago that her husband, it was on her show, it's Long Island Medium, that her husband was cheating on her. And there's a clip online about it. And she goes, her husband comes home and she goes, I'm mad at you. I had a dream that you were cheating. I had a vision that you were. Lo and behold, years later, he was. The slime ball was cheating. Now they're getting divorced after 28 years of marriage.
So she knew.
She knew. She had a revelation.
Who was he cheating on her with?
I don't know. The New Jersey medium, it says.
Oh,
Gina,
no,
Gina Marie. No, she was cheating. I don't know who he was cheating with, but she knew. And now they're getting divorced. They have two. Do you know her son is hot?
Her daughter's beautiful.
Oh, my. Her kids. Her son is named Larry or Lawrence Caputo. And he's on Instagram. And he like all the
you
gays are obsessed with him.
You need to stop stalking these little kids.
He's not little. He's over age.
How old is he?
He's like a beard. He's like old. Like, I don't know. Maybe he's like
so
19
you have a beard
or 21.
You're like 40.
I'll be 40. My birthday's coming up.
I know.
Your birthday just passed.
I just passed.
Stop. So, Carissa Caputo.
We wish you luck, girl. We love you.
Yeah, and we wish you happy holidays. And I have one more story, and then that's that.
Yeah, Christina's already in the lobby. We have to go. I'm going to be late.
So that's it for Celebrity Gossip. We hope you enjoyed. Everyone, please tweet Caitlyn Marie Jenner and wish her well on her new endeavors with her lesbian lover.
Yes.
Tell them Joey sent you.
All right. So thank you guys for listening this week. Good luck with the holiday shopping.
Yes.
Tweet us. And
enjoy your
coming up, we are going to be doing some fun holiday episodes.
Yeah. So we're going to have special guests. We're going to try to get Aaron Carter on the show.
Yeah.
Did he write you back?
I messaged him on Twitter. So we'll see.
Okay.
All right. We love you guys. Have a great weekend.
Bye, girl.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights.
Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.